Hello, and welcome to Solace. My name is Chris, and I'm going to lead you through a simple pattern of reflections. This time, we'll follow the examine prayer, we'll have a poem to contemplate, and then there'll be a time for Lectio Divina, or holy reading. There are some simple instructions for the exercises we'll do here, and you can find those either on the church website or going to solacepod.com. There's nothing complicated to come, but these instructions help minimise how much I need to talk you through what's happening, and they help leave as much quiet in this time as possible. There are two physical things you might need for this: a Bible, and, if you have one, a candle to light. You might want to find somewhere to sit where you won't be distracted, but the most important thing is that you're comfortable. So just before we start, we're going to settle into our space and focus in on this moment. Take a moment to focus on any sounds you can hear outside the room you're in. Try to identify each, and for a moment or two, just focus on them. Now, without trying to block out those sounds, let your attention move inwards to any sounds you can hear in the room where you are. A ticking clock, maybe, or the hum of something electrical, the sound of this playing. Just for a few moments, let your whole attention be on these sounds. Again, without blocking these out, let your point of attention take another step inwards, and be aware of all the noise going on within yourself. This could be physical, the sound of your own breathing, for example, or it could be an awareness of the rush of thoughts and feelings passing through your heart and mind. And finally, take one more step inwards and let your awareness come to rest in some quiet, still place. Take a moment just to rest there. So, step two in our pattern is the examine prayer. This is just a simple set of prompts, really, to help us look at our day, or our week, or any time period you want to choose, really, and find the movement of God in all the people, events of our day. The instructions set out all you need to do here, so I won't talk much. We've got 15 minutes to do this, so there isn't a rush. You'll hear some music fade up when the time is over, but feel free to pause this if you think you need longer. When the music does fade in, or you finish the prayer, do please light a candle if you have one, to remember all you have been holding before God. This is a poem called The Skylight by Seamus Heaney. I'll read it, and then there will be a few moments for contemplation before we move on to the next step. The Skylight. You were the one for skylights. I opposed cutting into the seasoned tongue and groove of pitch pine. I liked it low and closed, its claustrophobic nest up in the roof effect. I liked the snuff dry feeling, the perfect trunk lid fit of the old ceiling. Under there, it was all hutch and hatch. The blue slates kept the heat like midnight thatch. But when the slates came off, extravagant sky entered and held surprise wide open. For days, I felt like an inhabitant of that house where the sick man of the palsy was lowered through the roof, had his sins forgiven, was healed, took up his bed and walked away. The reading for this month's pattern is taken from the Book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 5. And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Please now find the reading in your own Bible, and you may want to follow the Lectio Divina steps on the resource sheet. Music will fade in when this time is over. We'll have 15 minutes for this again, so please don't feel like you need to rush through any of the stages. We're reaching the end of our time now. So let's take a moment to let your awareness focus on all the noise going on within yourself, either the physical things like breathing, or an awareness of thoughts and feelings passing through your heart and mind. Without trying to block out those sounds, now let your attention move outwards to any sounds you can hear in the room where you are. A ticking clock, maybe, or the hum of something electrical, the sound of this playing. For just a few moments, let your whole attention be on these sounds. And finally, take one more step outwards, letting your awareness settle on any sounds you can hear outside the room you're in. Try to identify each, and for a moment or two, just focus on them. Welcome back. Let's just finish by sharing the peace with whoever is listening, wherever they are. May the peace of the Father hold you. The peace of Christ encircle you. And the disturbance of the Spirit reveal to you peace in the stranger. My brothers and sisters, the peace of God be with you. Amen. Go well, friends. Stay safe, be well, and take care. Until next time.